City Councilor Don Koenigs asked for the work session to take a look at development of waterfront property. He recognized the work done by a commercial fishing committee convened by the council in the past year, including recommendations for purchasing and improving industrial land on the water.
We have addressed some of those concerns in the capital project list, but we have not, in my opinion, addressed how we could be supporting the vessels in the community here within Petersburg.
Koenig said he wanted to figure out how to create jobs locally. He presented a proposal to the group for creating a vessel service yard using land next to Piston and Rudder's property at the old Petersburg Shipwrights.
There's been 10 years of activity and discussion, but we haven't created any jobs to speak of. We've supported the fishing industry and the fishing fleet by doing things, improving the harbor, et cetera, acquiring the Scow Bay property, but where do we go from here? There's the Petersburg Economic Development Committee has a vision for Scow Bay, and there's money being requested in the capital projects to do these things. But what I would like to get the community to think is, how can we not be looking just to government to solve all of its problems, but maybe private enterprise could be engaged in this as well.
That land next to Piston and Rudder was one of three sites studied by the Petersburg Economic Development Council in 2009. The organization also commissioned an analysis of market demand for vessel services, and the PEDC board decided that city land at Scow Bay was the cheapest and easiest option for a publicly funded marine haul-out facility. The council and various advisory boards in 2009 approved a conceptual plan for a boat haul-out and washdown workspace developed by the PEDC for that Scow Bay site. The PEDC's Liz Cabrera reminded councilors about that work.
And every time I've come and spoken here, I'm pretty sure I've said, you know, we've identified this as the number one way to create jobs in our community. We've always felt it's our number one priority. We've always felt it should be the city's number one priority.
The city is still working to take over some tidelands at Scow Bay from the state, and that transfer will allow for improvements at the boat ramp and help with vessel hauling there. Harbor Master Glorianne Wallen said more recent attention to environmental standards have created the need and a new industry.
As long as there's been a community here, we've been able to have tidal grids for majority of the boats to be able to either work on or do some, you know, minor maintenance. And that, a big portion of that work is not environmentally sound, and we will be mandated at some point. So it's creating a whole new line of business. It's creating a whole new opportunity, and other communities are far past us on jumping on that.
Meanwhile, the Harbor Department and city's overall top capital project priority remains the replacement of North Harbor, and it looks like the city may be able to cross that item off its wish list in the upcoming year if proposed state funding makes it through the upcoming legislative session. The city is also looking into the cost of purchasing other waterfront land in Scow Bay owned by the Reed family for bait shed storage. There's also progress in the private sector. A group of fishermen and investors helped Piston and Rudder purchase Petersburg Shipwrights this year, and that company has been hauling larger fishing boats on a marine railway since last June. The company's Mike Lure said they have plans to expand that operation and said he fully supported development of smaller vessel haulouts at Scow Bay as well.
To have a facility for smaller boat owners to go and use and wash down and do their maintenance is important. The company that I'm affiliated with, let's face it, we target mostly larger boats. We are going to build a retail store. It's in the works. When we get that built, all of our attention is going to turn towards the service industry, the service side of our business. And we are going to expand. And we are going to try to offer more and more services. And because of that, we are going to have to employ more quality people.
Lure said Piston and Rudder Services has gained some land this year and would be seeking more for expansion. He told the council he wanted to have a working relationship with the city government, but cautioned that land improvements and haul-out equipment could cost millions of dollars from both public and private sources. Another local businessman, John Mergus of Island Ventures LLC, a vessel hauling and storage business in Scow Bay, thought the demand is there for much more.
I sometimes think that there's a perception, and it's an incorrect perception, that development of one property may be at the expense of another property, and that's not the case. The demand for services here is so strong, we could have two piston and rudder services, we could have two Scow Bays, and it wouldn't come close to fulfilling the overall demand.
Mergus answered a question about why private businesses are not filling up that demand.
The reason that there's private enterprise not just knocking on the door to move at this is at projects like this is because you can't find enough people crazy enough to get into this type of business.
Fair enough.
The profits are...
I'm glad
they aren't there.
The bill.
And the challenges are tremendous. And
many at the meeting agree that funding for the projects was a big obstacle and a reason why some of the work has yet to get off the ground. Harbor Board Chair Mike Bangs thought the solution was more funding for the Harbor Department.
And these projects are all great, but the city doesn't have any money to speak of. The harbor is going to be broke once we match funds for the North Harbor. And the thing that I think it's important that the council does is try to figure out how to subsidize the other necessary functions that go on in the city that are being used or being paid for by harbor revenues. That would be key. If we were getting all the raw fish tax, a lot of these projects would be done.
The city has been getting around $700,000 a year in fisheries business tax revenue from the state. Anything above $400,000 goes to the Harbor Department. City Manager Steve Giesbrecht thought the loss of that money would have an impact on other city finances.
If you give 100% of the fish tax to the harbor, we've got to offset it, and we've got to offset it dollar for dollar. Mm-hmm. So it's either cutting expenses by $400,000 in the general fund or raising revenue in the general fund, which means taxes.
Meanwhile, Petersburg's representative in the State House, Wrangell Republican Peggy Wilson, has introduced legislation that would increase the percentage of state fish tax that comes to the community. Increasing that fish tax money for the Harbor Department was one of the many recommendations out of last year's fishing committee locally. The chair of that committee, Julianne Curry of the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, also wanted the city to look into measures that would boost seafood landings.
It's not quite as simple as just creating jobs. There's a lot of things that people have come up with, whether it's the Harbor Board or PEDC or the Commercial Fishing Committee, that are going to create jobs. And this council is working on things that are going to create jobs, but it's more than that. It's about protecting the existing commercial fishing fleet that we have and the infrastructure that we're building up for them. It's about bringing families to this town so we can help increase our population. But it's also about increasing landings so we can get more money for the raw fish tax.
The city council may hold a follow-up work session on the issue later this winter. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.